Ashley!
Hi, Steph.
Oh, that was almost like a sexy introduction. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey. We have a great guest today.
We do. We do. Rebecca Turner comes and joins us and talks to us about a new meaningful recognition program called PRAISE.
Yep.
Which is a meaningful recognition program peer-to-peer for nurses. Yep. It is being rolled out, I think, as we are speaking.
Correct.
There'll be a QR code where you can use to recognize your peers. It sounds really great, and you get more information about it in the podcast, of course.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a really great way. We spend so much time with our coworkers. It's a really great way to highlight good works that we're doing as nurses, and I just feel like sitting next to one of my favorite nurses in the world, Steph, that it's really wonderful to have a venue to be able to sort of publish that.
Yes, and really publish the things that we're doing amazing that we may not our day-to-day
otherwise hear about.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. So anyway, I hope you guys enjoy it.
Yes.
We are excited to share.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks.
Well, welcome.
Yeah, welcome.
Introduce yourself and kind of your background.
Yeah, my name is Rebecca Turner. I've been a nurse here at UVM for quite a while. I started out my career in the NICU, and I was a nurse up there for about 8 years. Now I am in the Children's Specialty Center. I work in outpatient pediatric nephrology, and I've been here for 6 years now. So kind of a mix of inpatient and outpatient, and I am a former member of the Nursing Practice Council for MPT.
Awesome.
Wonderful.
It's really exciting. We've been having some more ambulatory nurses join us, and we're just like, it's kind of fun to...
We love it, because we're now ambulatory nurses too, and I think it's an important underrepresented part of the organization.
Yeah.
I am... So agreed. Yeah, that was one of my missions when I went on MPG. I was like, I really want us to do a project that crosses over all nurses at UVM and not just inpatient. Not that inpatient's not important, but
very important.
Very important.
I think so many of the ambulatory sites are off site that it really, like, it's just unknown how many of them there actually are and how much they're actually doing.
And it's, it is a different kind of role, but it's right. I think our goal is just to be as inclusive as we can with all of the nurses. And also, I think it's fun to understand, like, there's so many different things that nurses do.
Yes.
You know, like, such a broad spectrum of roles and
we do everything.
Yeah.
Nurses do everything.
And when going from inpatient to outpatient, I was like, what do you mean I put the orders in? It's just coming from NICU, where it's like, you don't do anything until you have the order from the doctor, and then ambulatory where it's like, get a message from the doctor, order this. I'm like, it's very different. Very autonomous.
So you were on the Nursing Practice Council. So you were on it last year?
Yep. I've transitioned to Experience of Wellness Committee for the next round of MPG. But yes, this was our 2023 MPG project for the Nursing Practice Council.
Awesome. I was on the Nursing Experience and Wellness Council. It's a great council. We interviewed them recently they have a lot of great stuff that they're doing as well. So you've transitioned to a nice group.
It'll be good company.
Yeah. So tell us about the project.
So our project for last year is titled PRAISE. That stands for Peer Recognition and Inspired Stories of Excellence. Our very first starting point was just kind of recognizing that post-pandemic, lots of nurses, tons of studies about this, reporting feelings of burnout and stress, and record numbers of nurses left the bedside. I think there were lots of reports on that during the pandemic. Lots of retirements, early retirements, or just people changing careers, because it was a really stressful time. So for us, we felt like the focus had been on the pandemic for so long that we really wanted to do something to shift the focus back to highlighting the awesome work that nurses in our organization are doing that people might not know about. And, not just with regards to the high quality patient care that we're providing, but also, you know, we've got nurses working on evidence-based projects, quality initiatives, policy reform, community outreach, just so many really innovative and awesome things that I think, you know, when we get kind of pigeonholed into like our unit or our area, that I don't even know half the awesome things that are happening out there that are being done by the nurses at our organization. So we just kind of wanted to shift the focus back, have it be positive, and highlight the awesome things that nurses are doing.
You're speaking my love language.
And you are speaking our love language. Do you have some examples of what was produced from that?
With that, we were like, how, what's our best way? What's our best way to highlight this work? So we also wanted to bring focus back to the PPM, which is the nursing professional practice model, which was the, you know, project of the Nursing Practice Council before PRAISE. It got rolled out during COVID, and it was a poor rollout, I think, just because we were unable to go to units and do outreach and kind of roll it out in person. So I know, you know, most units got the poster, but it didn't really get explained well or really get a formal rollout. So we thought, how can we tie this back together? And then two, how can we connect with the awesome work that the Pathways to Excellence is doing?
Yeah.
So when we looked at the Pathways to Excellence, we really connected with Pillar 5, which is well-being. And under that is something called meaningful recognition. So that is really where we focused our literature review and found that meaningful recognition versus positive feedback, which is kind of less formal. It's more of saying thanks or giving someone a pat on the back, whereas meaningful recognition really highlights that nurse's actions and how they impacted their coworkers, patients, or anybody that they care for. And that type of recognition, we looked at a lot of studies, really showed that that type of recognition stayed with a nurse, sometimes even for life, and really increased their job satisfaction, self-esteem, which led to improved patient outcomes and communication. Yeah. So we
thought, amazing.
Yeah, we thought, what can we do?
And I really like that distinction, right? Like you're, because we all love gratitude, and there is a lot of research out there that just, you know, that in itself is the giver as well as the receiver has a very mutual benefit. But I think like having that distinction about like, it's almost like a story, right? Like, okay, so you did something special and this is how it has impacted every person.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's a really good distinction.
And I think too, when you're able to say to somebody, this action had this benefit to this many people in this way. Like when you're able to actually point out the thing, the actual action that was the arbiter of like the good, the positive impact, I think that's important too. Yeah. Instead of just saying, hey, thanks for showing up to work on time every single day or whatever, you're saying,
you're showing up to work means that I am not as stressed because I can rely on you, you know, like,
yeah, exactly.
It really brings it back to this,
the action.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think our hope too, because we have less formal ways to express gratitude. We have a kudos cards. A lot of places really do those, or work day feedback, but those are more informal, more like more connecting with positive feedback versus meaningful recognition. And then we have the DAISY, which is more meaningful recognition, but oftentimes, I feel like most of the time, it's patients that are nominating nurses for a DAISY award versus peers. So our next step was we put out a survey to all nurses at UVM kind of saying, what type of recognition is most important to you? Like, who do you value getting feedback from? Overwhelming response. 97.4% of people who responded felt that feedback from their peers was the most valuable. It meant the most to them.
Well, I mean, those are like our best friends, of course.
Right. We see our coworkers more than we see our family.
Right.
Yeah. And like, I think we all know it, like coming from an inpatient background and outpatient too, those are the people in the trenches with you when like you have a hard shift. Those are the people that you can lean on and they can lean on you to like get you through whatever the situation is.
Very cool. So tell us, how is this being rolled out? And then what does that look like?
Yes, we kind of looked at what would be the best way to roll it out. And it was decided that we would create a QR code in forms, just because QR codes are super easy. Even if you had a crazy shift, you could scan your QR code and then take it home with you and fill it out later, do it later. Just easier than having to log into a website or put in any kind of code. So I believe the QR code is live. I've seen the poster in the Harvest Cafe with the QR code on it. And I think that materials have been sent to outpatient sites as well as inpatient floors. So managers and supervisors should have also some tent cards and flyers with QR codes and kind of roll out materials. So what happens if you scan the QR code? We try to make it as short and simple as possible. What pops up is just who you're nominating, and it can be any RN or LPN that gets nominated, their supervisor if you know it. And then there's a little drop-down box. We made it super easy. So how it connects back to the nursing professional practice model is you'll get a drop-down, and it lists the values of the nursing professional practice model. So for example, like say your example you think fits best with collaboration, you would just click that one. And then there's just a blank box where you can type your story of excellence regarding that nurse. So just a free text box. You can, you know, explain either the work that they're doing that you think is important, or you can give a situation. Say it was a rough shift at work and you really want to thank this nurse. They went above and beyond. You can type in what it is and you just hit submit. It goes to the Nursing Practice Council, who reads the nominations on a monthly basis. And it was our hope that we're going to recognize everybody. So everybody who gets nominated is going to get a handwritten note from the Nursing Practice Council, a copy of their nomination so they can read the story. And then we created some cool swag that's going to come with your little nomination card. And then a bigger award will announce like the winner on a quarterly basis.
Yep.
It's going to be in line with like the Daisy and the Bee. So they'll pick like an overall winner for that quarter to be in alignment with the Daisy and the Bee. You know, we really want to put these stories out there. So we want to make sure every single person who gets nominated gets recognized.
That's awesome. Amazing. That's such a great project. And I do really like that it's pure, you know, peer-driven. Yeah. Because that is something that is, it's probably what we feel the most, right?
Exactly.
Kind of that recognition from our peers. Yeah. So
it kind of keeps us wanting to come back to work.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I mean, I say that all the time. It's like that you come here for the patients, but you stay here for your coworkers.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
The trauma bonding.
Those are your people.
Yes, those are your people. Exactly. To be honest, I haven't seen the posters yet. So how would somebody, so say I wanted to start putting them up in my unit and start talking about it. Is there a website or somewhere that I could download some stuff? How would I get some of that information?
I think that it should have gone out. I don't know if they're still in the process since I switched committees, if they've mailed out all of the rollout packets. But I think the best way, if you haven't received anything, to check would be to email the Nursing Practice Council. They can send out through interoffice mail materials, posters. We made tent cards. There were informational flyers. So they've got tons of stuff that was printed.
Oh, great.
Oh, good. Awesome. That sounds great. Oh, well, what such great work, Rebecca.
I love it. I know it's really good. And I think it's really important work. And I feel like, especially you mentioned after just the trauma of COVID and the cyber attack and that whole period of time that was just really difficult for us to, as nursing and anybody who was really in the hospital, but like, or in the medical field, but like just to stay focused up. At that time, I think we were trying to get through.
Yeah.
And now we're through.
Right.
And it's time to really sort of celebrate who we are as nurses and why we're great.
And I think the hope too is that, you know, when these stories come through, that units are going to put them up, post them, that everybody's going to be able to read about it. And I think we also talked about highlighting the stories, hopefully in the nursing newsletter, so that other people can read about it. Because that's what I want to read about. I want to read about what my coworkers, my colleagues, nurses across the organization are doing, because I really think that it's tremendous, the things that people are working on and doing.
Right. And maybe we can highlight on here too the people that come out on as the highlighted story.
Yeah.
We could be great to interview the person that
is nominated
and the person that nominated them. It would be a great conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. If you had a story that particularly stands out, or even the person who wins the quarterly grand prize.
Yeah.
Should
I say?
That'd be great.
Yeah. Lunch just with Steve Leffler. Lunch with Pet Gagné.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Well, I do think it's really exciting, and we really appreciate you highlighting that and highlighting nurses. I mean, again, it's like, not to be quip, but nurses do inspire nurses. Yes. We're doing good.
It's where the rubber meets the road.
Yeah.
I think so too. Yeah. And it's just so important to recognize people who are doing such a hard work every day and giving it their all.
Yeah.
Well, awesome.
Well, thanks so much, Rebecca. We really appreciate you coming up, talking to us and learning about that. And I do think these projects I'm a huge proponent right now of like, get it published.
Yes, of getting stuff published.
There's so much out there that, again, can be shared, not just with our organization, but with all the organizations. So, and you've kind of done the hard work, and now you just need to share it with everybody. So, in a year, you can resurvey people and say, hey, is this providing that recognition that you were hoping for, that meaningful recognition? So,
that's exactly our plan. We're going to post-survey after it's been in use for a while. We did create an evidence-based poster.
Awesome.
So hopefully, but getting published is a great idea. I wouldn't even know the first step, but.
Well, I have somebody.
Okay. That's funny.
I have a couple people that
you're like, I know a guy.
Yes, I know a guy. Great job. Thank you so much.
Thank
Rebecca.
You so much,
nice
Rebecca.
To meet you.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Keep us posted.
Yes, have a great day.
Yes, you too.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.